Welcome to another edition of Prayers Before Dawn. Mark 1:35 tells us, "Rising very early before dawn, he left and went off to a deserted place where he prayed." It is our mission to devote this weekly podcast to prayer requests. We will give an email address and phone number to submit your prayer requests later in this podcast. Let's start now with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as the sun rises and a new day begins, we humbly come before you in prayer. Fill our hearts with gratitude for the gift of life and the blessing that surround us. Grant us strength and wisdom to face the challenges ahead. Guide our thoughts, words, and actions so that they may reflect your love and bring hope to others. May your grace and peace be with us throughout the day. In your holy name, we pray. Amen.
This is Deanna. Thank you for praying with me and my prayer partner, Teresa, today. Our first prayer request comes from Sherry. "I lost a dear friend this morning. He was only 48. He and his wife are extended family. Please pray for peace for Anthony's soul and comfort for Rebecca and her children, Delaria and Everin, who adore their stepdad. Heavenly Father, we come to you to lift up the soul of Anthony, who was called home far too soon. At just 48, his passing has left an aching void in the lives of those who loved him, especially his wife, Rebecca, and his children, Delaria and Everin, who cherished him as their stepfather. Lord, we ask you to embrace Anthony in your mercy and grant peace to his soul. May the light of your eternal love shine upon him, and may the angels lead him into paradise. For Rebecca, Delaria, and Everin, we ask for comfort and strength. Surround them with your presence, Lord. Quiet their fears, hold their sorrow, and be near in the silence that follows grief. Help them remember Anthony's love, his laughter, and the bond they shared, treasures that death cannot steal. Grant them moments of grace in the midst of mourning, and let them feel the prayers of many lifting them up. May they know that you are close to the brokenhearted and that your love never fails. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen."
Mary Lou is requesting prayer. "Please pray for my cousin's husband. His name is Adam. He had a heart attack Monday night and isn't doing well. We lift up Adam to you today, following the heart attack he suffered on Monday night. Lord, you know his condition. You know the fear and uncertainty surrounding his health right now. We ask you to intervene with your healing power. Please stabilize Adam's body and restore his heart. Give wisdom and steady hands to his doctors and medical team. Surround him with peace in body and spirit, even as he fights to recover. We also pray for Mary Lou's cousin and their family as they wait and hope. Bring calm to their hearts and strength to their faith. Let them feel your presence in every hour of this trial. And may Adam's life be held securely in your hands. Lord, we trust you with his care. Let your will be done, and may your mercy be near. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen."
Thank you.
From Nancy, urgent prayer requests for my son and his two little boys. His wife filed for divorce 8 months ago, but will not accept any settlement. She and her abusive mother are involved in something very scary that is not biblical. My son is working 60 plus hours a week and has depleted all of his finances with attorney fees and praying for two households. Please pray for the safety of my son and his little boys, and that his divorce will be settled quickly and in his favor. I know God hears and answers prayers. Thank you for praying. We come before you on behalf of Nancy's son and his two young boys. You see the heartbreak, the tension, and the spiritual battle surrounding this painful divorce. You know the toll it's taken on this father, financially, emotionally, and spiritually, as he works tirelessly to provide for two households and protect his children. God, we ask for your divine intervention. Bring swift resolution to this divorce and let truth and justice prevail. If there is any darkness or harmful influence at work, we ask you to break its power completely. Place a hedge of protection around this man and his sons. Guard their hearts, their home, and their peace. Strengthen Nancy's son as he carries such a heavy load. Let him not grow weary in doing good. Provide for him, Lord, resources, wise counsel, and the right legal support. Let the outcome be one that honors you and safeguards the well-being of his boys. We pray for the hearts of everyone involved, even in the opposition. May your light shine and bring conviction where needed, peace where possible, and safety above all. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
This prayer request is from Alyssa. I come to you to lift a friend's grandson, Merrick, up, and the family in prayer to our Heavenly Father, the great doctor and healer. Merrick is a teenage boy, and he was in a three-wheeling accident yesterday. He is in critical condition. They had to remove a part of his skull. This young man and his family need much prayer. Thank you. Gracious and mighty God, we come to you today with urgency and deep sorrow as we lift up Merrick, a teenage boy now in critical condition after a terrible accident. Lord, you are the great physician, and we ask you to move swiftly and mercifully on his behalf. Surround him in that hospital room with your healing presence. Guide every doctor, nurse, and surgeon as they care for him. As part of his skull has been removed to preserve his life, we ask for a miracle, that you would protect his brain, stabilize his condition, and begin the work of full and complete healing. We pray also for Merrick's family, his parents, grandparents, and all who love him. Let them feel your nearness in this storm. Calm their hearts. Sustain them through every moment of waiting, every update, and every unknown. Lord, we know you are able to do exceedingly more than we ask or imagine. We trust Merrick to you. Hold him, heal him, and give strength to all who are interceding for him in love and faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You is requesting prayers for Ben. He is in the hospital in Houston undergoing chemotherapy. Today they were scheduled to perform surgery to remove one of his lungs. In performing an MRI for pre-op, they discovered a tumor in his brain. Surgery for lung removal has been canceled. Surgery for tumor in the brain is happening today. And once recovery occurs from that, they will then proceed with lung removal. Prayers appreciated. Thank you. Compassionate Father, today we lift up Ben, who is in the hospital in Houston, facing an overwhelming battle with cancer. As he undergoes brain surgery today, after the discovery of a tumor, we ask for your presence to fill that operating room. Guide the surgeon's hands, steady their focus, and grant success in removing the tumor without complication. Surround Ben with your presence and protection as he undergoes this life-saving procedure. We pray that you would guard his mind, his body, and his spirit through every moment of surgery and recovery. Lord, we also pray ahead for what is still to come. Strengthen Ben for the next steps, including the surgery to remove one of his lungs. We ask boldly for healing, for the cancer to retreat, and for your mercy to cover every inch of his body. Be near to his loved ones as they wait and worry. May they feel your presence and be filled with hope, even in uncertainty. Comfort them with the knowledge that you are holding Ben in your capable hands. We entrust his life to you, Lord, the one who brings healing, endurance, and peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
From Brad, prayer request for restoration of marriage. Please pray for me and my marriage. My wife wants a divorce and doesn't have any good reason other than we have different personalities. I haven't done anything wrong, but her heart has hardened against me. I'm devastated, and I need your help, prayer warriors. Please pray for me. Lord God, restorer of hearts and healer of broken relationships, today we lift up Brad and his marriage into your care. You know the pain he carries as his wife speaks of divorce, not because of wrongdoing, but because of distance and hardened hearts. Father, you created marriage to be a reflection of your covenant love. We ask you now to breathe life into what feels like it is fading. Soften his wife's heart, open her eyes to the love that remains, and stir in both of them a desire to fight for what they once vowed before you. Brad is hurting, Lord. He feels helpless and heartbroken. Wrap him in your comfort. Strengthen him as he waits and prays. Remind him that you see his sorrow and you are not done writing his story. May your spirit move gently but powerfully in their hearts, bringing understanding, humility, forgiveness, and a rekindling of love. We pray for a miracle of reconciliation and for Brad to know, no matter what happens, that he is deeply loved and never alone. We ask all of this in the name of Jesus, our Redeemer. Amen.
This is from a worried mom. Please join me in prayer for my son who wants to hurt himself, and I'm afraid for his life. Thank you. Merciful and loving Father, we bring before you a mother's desperate plea for her son, who is in deep emotional pain and struggling with thoughts of self-harm. Lord, you are the author of life. You formed this young man in his mother's womb, and you know every part of his heart and mind. Please, Lord, intervene. Pierce through the darkness with your light. Silence every lie that tells him he is unloved or alone. Surround him with people who will see him, listen to him, and speak life into his spirit. If he cannot reach out, we pray you send him someone to reach in. For this mother, we ask for courage, peace, and the strength only you can give. Calm her fear, increase her faith, and let her feel your arms around both her and her son. Lord, we pray for protection over his life, for healing of his mind, and for restoration of his hope. May he come to know the truth that he is deeply loved, seen, and made with a purpose. We entrust this beloved son to you, Lord. Hold him close and carry him through. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
That concludes our podcast. To reach us with your prayer requests, email us at prayersbeforedawn@gmail.com or call us at 813-421-2014. Also, let us know of your prayer request outcomes. We hope you will join us again next week when you can hear your requests and pray along with us. Let's end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time we've had in your presence. Help us to remember that no matter how busy our lives get, that our time with you is what matters most. Help us to carve out time for prayer and fellowship. Help us to encourage one another and point each other towards you. Help us to see our brothers and sisters as you see them. Thank you for making us all one family under you. Holy Father, we ask this in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.